Hi, everyone. We're going to try to get started again here, so please take your seats. The audio bridge is back, so we can actually have a conversation where we can understand each other.
Okay, Patrick Feltzer here, opening the meeting again. Can people please take their seats? We got information that the audio should be better. So I would like to try to restart the discussion and give the floor to Paul.
Hi, can you hear me, Patrick?
Oh, it's night and day. Welcome back, Paul.
Okay, good. No echo either. That's great. Thanks. So do I take it that the thing I said before was intelligible?
You should repeat your last set of comments. Yes. Nobody could understand what you said before.
Okay, sorry about that. Okay, so the ten points that I raised that email are clear. We will reach 30th of September in a position where the numbers and protocols proposals can be implemented. I'm not quite sure if I'm implemented, but by that I mean that we can implement them either before that date, or we can consider them implemented on that date, such that the IANA contract could be renewed with applicability only to the remaining names-related IANA functions. And that by doing that, we achieve the what I guess could be described as two out of three of the community proposals are implemented. The third is one that will at that time be fully specified in the IANA plan, but will, I gather, still have or may have certain implementation steps still to go. So the point is that by implementing two out of three, we are able to achieve something for the community, something that demonstrates progress, something that could also serve as a sort of a test or a last final verification that this process is on the right track before the final step is taken. So having said that, having explained that much, I'm not sure what else I can say, but I'm happy to answer any questions. Thanks.
Alyssa?
Thanks, Paul. We can understand you much better now, although we're still trying to improve the audio a little bit, if possible. So, Paul, something I didn't understand about your mail and the discussion that we had about this previously is that I think we are, in this group, we have consensus to send a single proposal to NTIA that contains all three of the parts. I don't see you questioning that, but if you are, then definitely let us know. If that's the case, I also don't understand how the September 30 deadline is then relevant, because as Patrick indicated at the beginning of the session, we in the ICG have a bunch of steps that we need to go through before we can send the proposal to NTIA, including our own assessment, the public comment period, the analysis of the public comments. And all of those steps together require, at a minimum, enough time such that there's no way that NTIA could approve anything after receipt of the proposal from us. That is, even on our very aggressive timetable that we have for all the steps that we have agreed to do, it's not clear that we could get the proposal to NTIA before September 30th, let alone that they could approve any of it before September 30. So I don't really understand how that deadline is relevant to this discussion. Now, if we want to talk about adding text to our executive summary of the proposal that indicates our openness to doing staged implementation of the proposal after it's been approved or something along those lines, that's not really something we've discussed too much before, and happy to have that discussion. But assuming that we agree to send a single proposal and that we are still in agreement about all the steps that we need to take, I don't understand how it would be feasible to send the proposal in time for anything to happen by September 30. So if you could clarify maybe, Paul, that question, that would be helpful from my perspective. But I'll leave it up to Patrick as to how he wants to run the queue.
So I would like to actually go through, we have a list of people here that would like to speak, and then I let you, Paul, go through So the people I have on the queue in this order, I might have picked people in the wrong order, but this is the order which we will do things. Manal, Martin, Joe, Daniel, Jari, Kavus, Rasmandi. Okay? And Wolf Ulrich. Manal, please.
Thank you, Patrick, and thank you, Paul, for the clarification, because actually, I'm also confused, and Alyssa mentioned many of my questions. Because when I read your email, again, the first 9 points are hinting towards phased implementation, but then bullet point number 10, I think it's a bit contradicting with the first 9. Again, I'm not sure at which point exactly are you suggesting that we split the implementation. I mean, if we are committed to submitting one proposal and the NTIA evaluating one proposal, then at which point in time would you like to split the implementation? Again, if we have an overall view of the whole plan and it is agreed as one submitted proposal, then the implementation would be easy and we would have known all the steps that we need to go through. But while we're integrating the whole thing and evaluating and seeing whether there are overlaps or gaps or conflicts or whatever, again, I don't really see where the phased implementation would fit. And again, why specifically the 30th of September? Thank you.
Martin?
Thanks, Patrick. Martin Boyle here. Yes, certainly I had the same difficulties in understanding that Alyssa phrased so nicely at the beginning, that it seems to me that the 30th of September nobody will be ready to move because we haven't got a proposal. A common unified proposal that NTIA could look at. But it seems to me that the concept of phased implementation is not an unreasonable one for us to look at, so long as we maintain a coherence between the three different proposal implementation lines. I guess that one of the things that we would need to do for that is to go back to all of the operating communities and ask them to look at, from their proposals, what they can actually do, what negotiations they can have, what preparations they can do before an NTIA final agreement, and then based on what they have done, what would be the proposal for implementation going forwards, so that NTIA, if we're asking them to do phased proposals, phased introductions, that NTIA can see that and agree to that, and that we can feel confident that as those different phase proposals move forwards, that we are maintaining coherence between the three different threads. Yes, I think, Paul, you have put your finger on quite an important point, I think the idea that we would end up having certain ones gone ahead without us thinking through the consequences is certainly, for me, a very difficult concept. Thank you.
Joe?
Thank you, Joe Oliver. This topic has come up a couple of different times, and it's come up with slightly different, formulations. And I think Alyssa's right. I think all of us are scratching our heads still a little bit about what this formulation means. I think the concept of we submit a joint proposal, NTIA decides to say yay or nay to the joint proposal, is the triggering event for which everything still needs to be together. If after the joint proposal there are ways for some groups to move that has been accepted, there are ways for some groups to move faster than other groups without creating a disconnect in the coherence of the internet, because the answer is what they do is not necessarily dependent on the changes in the other group, then that's fine. I don't think everyone has to wait together as long as we're not destabilizing anything. But I keep on seeing between the lines something that looks like we're severing again the pieces of the proposal, and in order to accommodate a fictional date that doesn't have any meaning anymore. So I guess Alyssa's clarification still is the crux of the matter for everybody.
Thank you. Daniel?
Well, most of what I wanted to say has already been said, but I think the important thing is, continuing on what Martin said, is once we have we've finished our work, we've submitted the one document that we need to produce to the NTIA via the ICANN board, there should be flexibility in finding a staged way of doing things. I think the concern that I hear in the numbers community is about the complication of the CWG proposal and the time that it will need to set up all these structures that many in the numbers community actually see as something they don't need. And they may not even need to participate in. And therefore, it would be, let's use the common word, frustrating to that particular community if implementation would, again, take better parts of years to set up all these structures and finally implement all these structures. So I think that's something we should keep an open mind to. And certainly there's two different messages here that I see also from the numbers community since Paul brought it up. Is one is we should look into a stage, we should keep our mind open to a stage implementation, like I just said and like Martin said and others as well. I fully support that. And the second thing is the answer to NTIA about when we're ready, and that's a different agenda topic. But there, I think the numbers community made quite a point and said, as far as we're concerned, you know, one could go ahead at the originally envisaged date. But that's a totally different subject to the one that we're discussing right now. I'm done.
Thank you very much. Yari?
Yari Arko. Incremental is good. Parallel processing is good. I do actually agree with Paul, even though I do agree also with the comments that have been made, particularly those from Alyssa, about what exactly are we addressing here. I think we might actually find some consensus around sending a single, we are on a track to send a single proposal forward, a plan forward, but it's still possible to have the implementation part of that be done in various different ways. And I believe that most real-world big projects cannot be done as atomic transactions. This is one of those. So in reality, it will be, X, Y, and Z who have to be done, in sequence, and then A, B, and C who can be done in parallel. And if the ICT were to point that out, with some meat to that statement, explaining the actual things that can happen independently and what the dependencies are, then I think that would be an overall good thing. That this is where we are. This is the plan. These parts of the plan can be implemented in parallel without regards to the others. And here are the other parts that need to be sequenced for these and these reasons. I think that would be very beneficial and also share some of the same concerns as Daniel had. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Kavus?
Thank you, Patrick. First of all, I look into our charter, which is in the Word format, and I pushed the key for implementation. I did not find implementation in the charter. I maybe have not properly processed. So, our charter talks about plan for transition of the stewardship. However, the issue of implementation was raised at least formally by NTIA in the letter to the chairs of the ICG and CCWG asking to provide the time by which the plan are implemented. If we remember, I raised the question that the issue or the term implementation is something we should think it quite deeply, because it might have some different meanings. Perhaps we should be consistent with our charter, and we still continue to have a consolidated single plan for transition of stewardship. And that would be labeled ICG proposal for the transitions of the stewardship to the NTIA and copy to ICANN. In that submission, we would open a chapter or a heading under implementation. In the implementation, we would have two subsections. One subsection would be global or total or complete implementations of the transition plan for the stewardship. under that, still I am of the view that we will not be in a position to provide any clear and a specific time because some of the issue is beyond our control. In CCWG, they are discussing many, many issues, and the preliminary ideas of the council, legal council, is that in order to implement what is CCWG written and perhaps would be subject to some change and maybe more complicated, it requires time up to July 2016. So that is something we should mention. However, under the subsection 2 of that implementation, we should put something phased implementation or incremental implementation, or stepwise implementations. And for the time being, for discussions, not for putting in that proposal, that we could say that we have received from communities suggestions for the implementations in a phased manner, subject to what one of our distinguished colleagues mentioned, without any adverse effect or impact in the other part of the transition of a stewardship. In order to study the pros and cons of that, I don't think that with the very little time that we have here, we would be able to have some say on that, but we in any way should not totally reject the idea, but we could discuss that. In discussing that, we need to have a little group by someone heading that group between now and next time that we will discuss, 15th of July or any other time. We will have a clear picture of the pros and cons of those phased implementations. However, the final proposal to NTIA would have two options. One, complete implementations with that provision that we have no complete knowledge of all implementation aspects. And the second one is the phased implementations. The final decisions will be made by NTIA, and also final comment will be made by ICANN, because ICANN is authorized to make a comment to our document to NTIA to see whether that this phase implementation would be helpful or not. This is something between the two totally yes or no. However, my question to Paul and group of REAR is that what, apart from the words that some colleagues used, discouraging, frustrating, I don't think that this is a proper way to say we're discouraging anybody or frustrating. What real community we lose if we don't have that phase implementation? Does it have any address, any effect on their works? Would they have any difficulty to continue in the way that they have worked? I don't think that they need such a formality at all. They could continue. Some of our community, even they have started yesterday. I told it several times in our meetings. They don't need anything from the practical point of view. But from the legal point of view, yes, three proposals are together. So, Paul, could you kindly identify what would be the deficiencies, apart from the discouragement or whatever way, frustrations? Do you lose anything at all? Do you have any deficiency? There would be any discrepancies, any reduction in the output, in efficiencies, and so on and so forth? But this does not mean that I am not in favor to study the matter. I just want to hear from you what you will lose if we don't take that at all. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I want to remind people that we're still going through sort of the initial round of comments, and then I would like to give the floor to Paul again. So I have Russ Mundy, Wolf, and Jean-Jacques, and then the floor back to Paul, and then I start over again. Russ Mundy.
Thank you, Patrick. I'd like to just raise the comment here that when I believe this set of discussions started was around the issue of NTIA asking about the time frame relative to the contract renewal. And at least my interpretation of the discussion has been that Paul's suggestion is that one or two of the communities be effectively exempted or written out of the contract. I don't know if that's a correct interpretation, but at least that's basically how I interpreted Paul's suggestions here. And I'd like to interject that having read the entire contract multiple times, looking at how it's structured, the fact that the IANA response to the open call for the RFP actually is part of the contract, and you have a very large, very complex document involved. And having dealt with government contracts in the U.S. for a number of years, they are extremely complex to change, especially something of this nature that involves the good of the broader set of things. Large public comment time is required. And I think that it's totally impractical to even consider making any kind of formal contract change to the existing contract. Now, on the other hand, if I've misinterpreted Paul's suggestion here, and it's something else such as, let's try to move forward with some of the ideas, some of drafting some of the proposals that would be needed for some of the new organizational entities where the current IETF and the RIRs are having agreements in place with ICANN, and now the NAMES community has proposed the PTI. So if this is a suggestion that Paul is making, that we should move forward with looking at drafts or relationship things with those communities, or having the three communities get together to figure out how they're going to put all those detailed pieces together, I would strongly support that. I think that's a very good suggestion. But from making a contract change perspective for the existing contract, I think that is something that's just physically impossible. Thank you.
Thank you. Wolf Ulrich.
Thank you. Patrick Wolf Ulrich speaking. Well, I'd like to join what you were showing us before the break on your chart, that we have to split up, and we have to be very clear in the phases what we are doing. Before the suggestion is submitted to the NTIA and after that. And I'm very clear in that before we submitted it and with a proposal, it has to be one single proposal. There must be that must be very clear, and that was a question of Alyssa, well, to get that clarified. I don't think that we have any channel, that there will be any chance to come up with a proposal which says, which it's separate proposals, because there may be doubts that the CWG may not be ready for their proposal in time. So that's the first thing. With regard to the implementation, I'm also open, as Carvus mentioned, well, then after that to discuss when the proposal is submitted, who comes first or under which conditions. There may be a stepwise implementation, depending on the needs of the separate communities. It is the same if you have an example, if you build up a big bridge, so there may be different requirements for that. There are lorries to be transported. There are pedestrians, there are bikers. So, and you can open this bridge stepwise for the bikers at first and for the lorries in the end. But it's one bridge you have to provide for that. And so this is what we can discuss afterwards when we after we have this proposal provided as a single proposal. Thank you.
Thank you. Jean-Jacques.
Thank you, Patrick. This is Jean-Jacques speaking. Sorry I arrived late this morning. 2 points. The first is on principle. I agree with Alisa, Cavus, and others who have pointed out that we are expected to deliver a single unified or consolidated proposal for transition. I think that's a very important point. And to use Wolf Ulrich's image, which he just used now, I'm very much in favor of the single bridge analogy. There can be different paths, different things, but it has to be one unified proposal. My second point is actually on what Cavus proposed earlier. He said, in the implementation stage, if we get that far, if we all agree on that analysis, then we would actually have to propose an alternative. Choice one would be as was provided for, and second path would be, I think he said, time slippage, or I don't remember the word. There was time something differentiated, and his suggestion was, if that is the feeling of the ICG, then perhaps we should submit that idea to a study by a small group of us. I'm willing to take part in that effort if we come to that. So I think those were the 2 points I wanted to point out. One, we should abide by the principle, which is overarching for us, of one unified proposal. And the second thing is we should not out of hand reject Paul's proposal. I think it has the merit of pointing out a certain number of things which are at least questions, valid questions on his part and on the part of others. So if we go down that path, then we should form a little group within the ICG to study it more thoroughly. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Paul, please.
Okay. Yes, thanks, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you loud and clear.
I understand there was some choppiness earlier, so I will try not to speak quite so quickly. I am sorry that the email that I sent didn't fully clarify things, because that was my intention, of course. The idea, I thought, was clear enough. It was absolutely not to split the proposal. I understand fully the concern if that was the interpretation, but that's not what I intended. The point is, we are charged with producing a single plan, but that plan can be staged, and to stage the plan in two or three steps would have its benefits. I've tried to explain, and I think people recognise. What I didn't explain was my own assumption about the timeline, and I suppose, to be honest, I didn't recognise that we had finally and irretrievably abandoned any achievement by 30th of September. I just didn't recognise that. I mean, we have a timeline that has moved many times, and it's only in the latest versions that we seem to have introduced actually a much longer timeline, in a much longer time for the steps of rows 14 and 15, the public comment period, and the ICG analysis. They seem to have extended out, and of course, if we keep that length of time, then we cannot make anything by the 30th of September. December. So I expected that we had an opportunity to adjust still, but if that's impossible, and I'm actually not in a position to argue it, then argue against that, then please let's consider the proposal as standing, but without the explicit date of 30th of September, with specific timing for a multi-stage process, a number of steps to be determined later on. So I accept that, and I'm happy if the proposal achieves that much. In response to Cavus, my concern about delay, and in fact the concern about having abandoned the 30th of September, is that I'm sure that it could be seen or characterised as some kind of failure. I mean, after all, a result was supposed to have happened at that time, and we have no promise, if we don't make that deadline, of when the result would be produced. So this comes to the next point about what I mentioned as disappointment or frustration, that work has been done, that the expected result hasn't been produced at the expected time, and instead we've got an extension which seems to be indeterminate. So that's the concern there. You may disagree, Cavus or others, that's a valid concern, but I'm putting it forward because I believe it is valid. As for Russ's comments, I had understood that at the 30th of September, when the contract was renewed, there would be an opportunity to adjust the contract without adding a great deal of burden. Russ seems to disagree with that, and I'm sure that he knows better than I am. So if it's exceedingly complex, impossible to adjust the contract at all at that renewal time, then I was unaware of that. I had understood that there was discussion about renewal of the contract, not for a two-year period, but for shorter periods that may actually be a number of short-term renewals of, for instance, 3 months or so. So that seemed to me to provide an opportunity to progressively release the, even if after the 30th of September, the opportunity to progressively release components of the contract from the contract with its renewal. But again, if that's impossible, then I suppose that a staged approach doesn't need to correspond with the contract or contract renewals or adjustments at all. I think it still has validity on regardless. So apologies if I have had incomplete knowledge of every aspect of or every implication of the proposal, but that is, I guess, what it's is all about. So I think that's all. Thanks again, everyone.
So that was the first round of comments. I now have Daniel, Russ Housley, Mohammed, Elise, Cavus, Alyssa, Jardong. Let's start with that. So Daniel, please.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you. A couple of points. First one that I forgot to make in the first round, and that is that people keep bringing up statements by the NTIA as showstoppers for any initiative from our side. And I think while we, of course, in our charter have accepted the conditions of NTIA for a solution, and we've reflected that in our call for proposals, I don't think we are a priori bound to take as given whatever NTIA says. Of course, we want to make a proposal that they accept in the end, but I think we should assume some room for negotiations there. This is a point of principle. second is, I'd like to emphasize the point that Paul made about our tardiness or not making the original deadline being perceived or spun as a failure by those that are antagonistic to this whole process. You will remember that in our first face-to-face meeting, I made, I think, two interventions or three even when we discussed the timeline, mentioning that point where I said the timeline is too aggressive, we're not going to make it. And then we, as the ICG, decided that we'll do the aggressive timeline anyway. So now we face the risk that I was mentioning back then of being regarded as a failed process. Even now that Paul is not aware, as a member of the ICG, did overlook the extension of the timelines, I'm quite sure the communities, plus the general public, have not been informed well enough by ourselves about the change of timeline. I think we should make a very careful statement about this, and I think it's later on the agenda, but it just reiterates the point that there's a risk of all this, of the missing the original expiration of the contract as being seen as a failure. So we have to be very careful with that. And thirdly, I think that there is a lot of room to make progress on the technical part of the agreements, the service level agreement, if you wish, the statement of work, even before the other structures are really clear. I think there's a risk, and I'm concerned about it, is that we have at some point all the governance structures set up and then start to negotiate the technical part of the work, the service level and the specific service. I think there's a tremendous opportunity to discuss that now already, since the proposals seem to converge in a way that the people who are currently doing the job are going to continue doing the job, and they are part of ICANN or a wholly owned subsidiary of ICANN. So I think we should explore whether there's a possibility to negotiate some of the statements of work already now or in parallel. And that's it.
Thank you. Russ Housley.
Thank you. This is Russ Housley. I think that what we ought to do is part of the front matter in delivering the three proposals is provide an analysis.
Russ, could you move closer to the microphone, please? Sorry, I can't hear you.
I thought I was close. So starting again, Russ Housley. I think we should provide in the front matter an analysis of the dependencies between the big events that the proposals provide. That way the operational communities and NTIA are aware of what their choices are, and then we should step away, having given them that information, and let them do the implementation as makes sense to those parties. I don't think it's our job to impose anything other than that information. Thank you.
Thank you. Mohammed?
Thank you, Patrick. I think Paul's suggestion idea is sensible and good. The only concerns I had was the date, September, which is, it seems we cannot catch it now. And the other concern was the separation or the fragmentation of the proposals, which is he confirmed that's not the case. Just also to understand things, referring back to Steve Crocker's response to ICG regarding the time frame, he acknowledged that ICANN understand that the different communities' implementation varies. So, and he clearly, in one of the sentences, which I'll try to quote exactly, he's saying, with respect to timelines, we expect the implementation time frame applicable for each of the operational communities to vary. For example, we expect IETF and RIR's parts of the proposals and currently prepared to be fairly straightforward. So I think it's my understanding, after the U.S. government sign-off and approvals, ICANN implementation of the proposal could be a phased approach, could be the same proposal that Paul and the numbers community are suggesting currently. That's my understanding of it.
Thank you very much. And I see Manal as well. I will now close the line. So I have Elise, Kavus, Zhaodong, Manal, and then Alyssa will summarize. Elise?
Thank you. This is Elise. And I wanted to talk about the implementation phase and the timelines and ask the ICG, as the three proposals are put together and each proposal independently comes in with their proposals for timelines and implementation, does the ICG, am I not talking loud enough, Milton? Martin, sorry, the other M. I'll talk louder. Okay. If the three proposals come in with their proposed implementation timelines, does the ICG see them as going in independently so that all those things could start on time T and finish at whenever? Because it's the same organization that's going to be implementing all of these proposals. And as Yari mentioned, most things are phased. And some of these may have to be interleaved or sequential. It's not clear to me that everything could be done in parallel with the resources we have at hand. So I'm curious, when the ICG puts the three proposals together, only for the implementation phase, I understand the three proposals are going together, will that be taken into consideration, or will be the proposed timelines just stand alone and will the communities have an expectation that those timelines can happen in parallel versus potentially being interwoven or sequential? Thank you.
Thank you. Kavus?
Thank you. To just what Lee said, that would be part of the discussions with the little group that I suggested. If the ICG agreed to do that, that would be another version of that. The timeline for each community would be in the general timeline, in the alternative two, and so on. But the purpose I asked the floor was not this, was that the proposal of Pole or Rear community are before the CCWG. There has been well documented. We have discussed that at working parties of the CCWG. It is before CCWG tomorrow. If I find some time just to be absent here, I will raise the point at there. And then I would raise the point that I request CCWG to seek the advice of the legal counsel for the legal aspects of these three different timelines and so on and so forth, whether it's has some legal consequences or not. That I will ask if ICT does not want to do that. But I would like that in this study, we also take into account the views of the legal counsel with respect to the legal aspect of these phased proposals. And that would be a part that we receive something assessment from that. But that is the way. So once again, we would not totally reject the proposal. We study the proposals. We see pros and cons, and we come back in our meetings. I don't know what type of meeting, maybe one of the conference call, to see to what extent we could proceed with that proposal. Thank you.
Thank you. Zhaodong?
Firstly, I think Paul Wilson provided a very good point. So my concern is it doesn't mean that if it's implemented step by step, it doesn't mean that we need to under the contract with the NTIA separately or just in the same step. I think actually there is anything cannot be finished totally parallelly. So we have limited resource. Just as mentioned by Alice, I think it's technically we need to do that step by step. But we cannot give the community an image that we want to separate that, but cannot finish that totally. I think it's, we need to follow up our charters. Thank you.
Thank you. Manal?
Thank you, Patrick, and sorry to ask for the floor again, but I'm still unclear. I mean, regardless of the dates, I'm still unclear when exactly is this phased implementation proposed to take place within the milestones we have in our time plan. Because if it is prior to finalizing the overall proposal, then it raises the list of issues as highlighted by other colleagues also. If it is after the finalizing the overall proposal, then it only makes sense that implementation would go phased, a few things in parallel and a few things in sequence. So, I mean, the exact timing of when exactly do you want to put this into action, I think this is the question. But otherwise, I'm fine. Thank you.
Thank you. Alisa?
Thanks. So I've written up a few points that I think we can use to summarize the agreement in the room and remotely in the Adobe Connect room as well, so we can try to see if we're on the same page here. So the first point of agreement that I heard is that the ICG will submit a single unified proposal. I think everyone is in agreement about that. The second point is that not all implementation steps need to be taken at the same time, and that phased implementation may be useful. Lots of support for that, I think, from folks who have done implementations of things in the past. It's useful to try to do things not all at once. And then the third point is that the communities and ICANN can take preparatory steps towards implementation while the proposal is still being finalized, which is like now, and also while it's being evaluated by the U.S. government after it gets submitted to NTIA. And that sort of parallelization can be good. And that's already happening, as several people pointed out. The RIRs are working on their SLA. The IETF is working on their SLA. People are thinking about how do we implement the PTI. There's lots of things that have already started and that can continue to move forward even while the proposal, while we await the approval of a proposal by NTIA. So those are the items that I heard that we have agreement about in the room. I think then we need to think about whose role it is to carry forward the various different steps. As Cavus pointed out, the remit of the ICG is limited. Our charter is to deliver a transition proposal. And so I think we can make points 2 and 3 there in the introductory text of the transition proposal that we are drafting, if we have agreement on them and we think they are important to communicate to the community and to NTIA. We can certainly do that. I think beyond that, the details of when and how the proposal gets implemented are really up to the communities and ICANN and NTIA to work out. I don't really see a role for the ICG in that process because those are, the implementation is, you know, by its nature, is specific to the various communities. I think if, as Russ indicated, if we point out to everyone what the dependencies are, then everyone will have enough information to take that into account while they're engaging in the implementation. But I don't really see a role for the ICG at that point. In fact, I don't see a role for the ICG after we've transmitted the proposal to NTIA. That's our stopping point. So our discussion here, I think, is really about what do we say in the introductory text of the proposal about implementation if we want to. But that's about as far as we can go, unless people want to go farther or set up a small group to consider reopening the charter and so forth. But I'm not sure that that's... we would have to discuss that more if we decide that's what we want to do. So maybe I'll stop there and give the floor back to the chair.
Thank you. Comment on this? Let's start with Milton.
Yes. So I'm in agreement with what Alyssa has just said, and I agree with, you know, Paul's basic motivation, which is to, you know, get those parts of the proposal that can be implemented faster done as quickly as possible and not have them tied to the much more complex process of the complete reform of the domain names policymaking apparatus, as well as the domain names IANA functions. However, three of the 4 points that he makes have to do with meeting the, three of the 10 points he makes have to do with meeting the September 30th deadline. And I think, you know, you made the point at the outset, Alyssa, that this simply isn't possible, that we cannot have a complete proposal to the NTIA by September 30th, much less have them approve it, because of the complications associated with the CWG and especially its interdependency with the CCWG. So this sort of takes a lot of the bite out of what Paul is proposing, in the sense that if we're not making the September 30th deadline, what are we doing exactly? Well, we are maybe implementing or we are seeing a phased implementation post-approval by the NTIA. And that's, as you just pointed out, Alyssa, something that we really have no control over after we've gotten our final proposal accepted. So I'm not sure why we're spending so much time talking about this. I think if we can't make the September 30th deadline, we can't really alter what the NTIA does. And if the NTIA approves what we do, our final proposal, then, of course, the community should be able to implement as quickly as possible. So I'm asking, essentially, I guess the bottom line here is that I'm re-asking the question that Alyssa just asked, which is, are we going to somehow put in implementation guidelines into our final proposal? So are we going to recommend that the naming, the numbering and protocols proposals be implemented on a different timetable? Can we really do that without knowing how the final proposal shakes out? I really am not sure what we're trying to do here.
Well, I think, first of all, what we're trying to do is that we chairs wanted to give the ability for people to speak about these issues before we move into a phase where we need to do what we really are supposed to do. And I think that just like I thought when we started this session, I felt that quite a lot of the what looked like disagreements in reality were more that we were using different wordings or we were really talking about very similar things. I also think that so the most important thing was to give the ability for people to talk about these issues. I see that a number of people have their flags up. I just want to point out that we will have lunch in the room. Time is actually up for this session, and the food is here, which means that if we talk more, the more we talk, the colder the food will get. But I, at the same time, I don't want to cut off people, because this is important just to talk about. So we have 3 people, Kavus, Jari, and Martin, and we'll take you in that order, and then we'll have lunch. Kavus, please.
Yes, thank you for cold lunch. My suggestion goes with the summary that Alisa made. She referred to introductory parts, one or two or three sentences, but that would be a very delicate sentence. Either we say absolutely nothing, saying that this is our transitional plan, completed, consolidated, and that's all. Or if you want to say something about implementation, we have to agree on that. And I don't think that without having a group and so on and so forth, it would be easy to have that. And Alisa have experience to write a small letter to ICANN board. It took 8 versions of that, considerable amount of time. But I'm open. If you don't want, you don't want. That's all. So no introductory parts, better. And leave it to the NTIA to take care about the implementation. I think they are hearing what we are doing here. They read the transcription and they can. Or we have some introductory part and we have to have some agreement of that introductory part, whether in the group or without the group. Thank you.
I also missed that Joe had his flag up. So we have Jari, Martin, and Joe, and then we have lunch. Jari, please.
Jari, just quickly. So I, of course, also support the summary that was laid out before. Just to respond to Milton's question about, you know, what are we doing here and why do we need to do this, I think it is actually a fairly good statement for the ICT to make. Because I don't think it has been clear to all parties in this discussion around the world that we can have, you know, something else than an atomic transaction for the transition, and it has not necessarily been clear who is in charge, like that the communities can actually work on their own to do the preparation steps, and that they are in charge of figuring out what the right sequencing is. I think making those statements is actually important. Even though, you know, it's kind of obvious, but, you know, stating that is important because it hasn't, for some reason, been obvious to everybody.
Thank you. Martin?
Thanks, Patrick. Martin Boyle here. Yeah, I think I can be fairly brief. Certainly, I would support Alyssa's...
Martin, could you speak closer to the microphone, please?
And regarding the microphones, they are very directional as well. So you need to, unfortunately, speak into the microphone. It's a little bit picky, but that's the way they work.
Okay, thanks for that warning. Martin Boyle. I think I'd be fairly brief in that certainly I can subscribe to Alyssa's summary, but the reason I put my flag up was really about what our particular role can be most usefully going forward. And I think we mustn't keep forgetting that we are a coordination group and that we should be trying to make sure that we are ensuring that there is coordination between those three proposals and that we understand the implications of what one operating community might do on the other operational communities. So essentially, Elisa's point earlier about making sure that we are looking at something that is a reasonable and coherent plan that will fit in with the fact that we will have a critical path on the limited number of people sitting within the IANA functions. I think all three operating communities are going to want to discuss service level agreements with the IANA team, for example. And I think that is actually really, really important that we start talking to the operational communities so that we understand what they see as being reasonable and sensible ways forward. Thanks. Without actually us substituting for them, we're not saying that we will do the implementation. We would just need to understand how they see them doing the implementation and whether it all fits together. Thanks.
And Joe, my apologies for missing your hand in the Adobe Connect room. I give you the floor to be the last speaker, and then we have lunch.
Thanks. I'll be brief. I too agree with Alyssa's summary, but just wanted to build on one of Martin's points a little bit more. I think the coordination function that we have is important when we think about the phased implementation, because I think it is useful and reassuring to the broader communities if all three communities agree that the phased proposals from each of the communities causes no havoc in the other community. And to the extent that we can put those forward, we are not determinative of the outcomes, because it's going to be NTIA and the IANA process that may determine what happens to the contract and when. But I think we can provide a useful potential roadmap of how they may see things happening, with a vetting across the communities that each community has seen the other community's proposed phase implementation and doesn't see it interfering with their phased implementation, because I think that's the disconnects there would create problems of potential stability or workability of some of the solutions. And I think if all the communities are aligned that, yeah, if they go forward with those elements, it doesn't impact us, I think that'll be a useful element for NTIA to consider this more favorably. But our role is limited to assembling that set of proposals that are then consistent with each other.
Thank you very much. With that, I would like to close this session and hope that also you remote manage to get some lunch or breakfast or some evening food, whatever suits you in the time zone you're in. And let's reconvene in the room at reconvene the meeting at 1 p.m. local time. Thank you.
So just so people are clear, the food that is available is for ICG members and secretariat only. So I'm sorry, dear observers, but we're not feeding you. and the interpreters have separate food.